Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson. It's great to be here recording. Actually, it's July 4th. I'm actually in the office recording on July 4th because there's so much to do, so many things going on. I'm really looking forward to some announcements that I'll make at the end of the podcast, but just a quick topic for today. I don't think it will take but just a few minutes. But how many times have you ever told yourself or thought back to yourself, I'm never going to do that again? Well, if you're like most of us, you've probably said that a number of times. You've probably reminded yourself or told yourself many times after a big night out or a particular situation, you tell yourself, man, I'm never going to get myself in that position again. I'm never going to do that again. People who go out and party and drink a lot, and certainly people who have issues with substance abuse and things like that, they tell themselves these kinds of things quite often. But I'm not just talking about those kinds of situations. I'm talking about many others as well, like situations where you do something and it feels really good at the time, and then when you look back, you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'd ever make that decision. I'm never going to do something like that again. But just like we often tell ourselves, I'm never going to do that again, how many times have we had situations where we did it again anyways? Now, why is that the case? Why do we do that? Well, I think that there's a couple of reasons why we do that. The first is, at the time that we're doing it, at the time that the situation, that we're in the situation, whether it's with when we're with our friends or we're just in a situation where we are doing certain things, I think that many times the simple answer, the honest answer is that it's pretty fun. We're having a good time. It's enjoyable. We're relaxed. We're having a good time with our friends, with the people that we're hanging out with. And so, you know, we do it again because we tend to put ourselves in those situations again. And again, to be quite honest, it's kind of fun. So we do it again because it's fun. Another reason is because many times it's very exciting. You know, lots of times there's situations that we do, and at the moment, it's really exciting, it's really exhilarating, and we're having a fantastic time. But then again, when we look back at it, we think, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I would ever do something like that. I'm never going to do that again. But as soon as an opportunity like that comes up again, and our mind immediately goes back to how much fun and excitement it was, how exciting it was the last time, we're going to go right back to those kinds of choices. I think that the third reason that we do it is because in some way it's recording. My Facebook thing is recording. In many ways, it's rewarding. And what I mean by rewarding is we have at the time that we're doing it, we're getting something from it. You know, these are situations, you know, again, not just substance related situations, but situations where we make decisions that are maybe not so good, like getting into physical altercations with people. There's lots of scenarios, and you know, I've certainly had a lot of people that I've talked to who were in situations where they ended up getting into physical altercations and fights and arguments and things like that, because at the time they felt that they were right. And in doing so, in getting into an argument, in getting into a fight or a physical altercation, it felt rewarding at the time. It felt good at the time to do that, to get into that altercation, to get into that situation. So we have these three reasons that increase the likelihood that we're going to get into these situations again. It's either fun, exciting, or in some way it's rewarding. Now, I had an experience like this, because I want to mention this only because, you know, this again certainly isn't a negative that we should focus just on negative situations like this. So I mentioned in previous podcasts that back in February I ran a half marathon. Well, immediately after running that half marathon, the thoughts that came to my mind was, I'm never doing that again. My body was hurting and sore, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm never going to do that again. But it was rewarding. It was rewarding to do that again. And I actually just recently found myself thinking, you know, I sure would maybe like to do another one. And so certainly in all situations where we say, I'm never going to do that again, do we really mean it? And so what I'm going to, when we're talking in this next portion of the podcast, I'm really only focusing on those things that when we say we're never going to do it again, we really mean that we don't never want to do it again. So if we know that these situations occur, if we know that there's these situations that we get into where there's consequences afterwards, where we look back on it and say, man, I can never do that again because the consequences are so negative and because we, again, really mean it, that we're never going to do it again. How do we steer clear of those kinds of situations in the future? How do we make sure that we don't get ourselves in that kind of predicament again? Well, there's a couple of ways. First, a strategy that I really like, that I encourage a lot of my patients to use, not just for these kinds of situations, but actually for a lot of other situations as well, and that is writing a letter to yourself. You know, when you're in that moment of, you know, this was a bad decision, shouldn't have done this, this, you know, I'm never going to do this again. When you're in that moment, write a letter to yourself. Write a letter to yourself that's maybe thinking about doing it again the next time. And say, hey, remember how you're feeling right now? Bad idea. It's not a good idea to do this again. Stay away from that. You know, maybe mention, you know, last time you hung out with this person or last time you went to this location, things didn't turn out so well. It was a lot of fun at the time, but steer clear because remember the consequences that you could have afterwards. Second strategy is employing help. Now, this is a strategy that we all use, but we tend to not use it very well, and that is getting the help from other people. Many times we'll say, you know, hey, you know, buddy, remind me never to drink that much again, or never to go to that place again, or never to be hang out with that person again. And we'll tell our friends that, but the problem is that we tend to ask those people that are going to be in those situations with us. And so those people enjoy being in those situations as well. And so now we're in a scenario where both of us sort of have perhaps an intrinsic drive to be in that kind of situation. And we're relying on each other to get us not to go and not to get into those situations. So when we use the strategy of employing others' help, we need to make sure that we're using the strategy of with someone who it is going to be a little bit more reliable, perhaps a person, a family member, or a person who will stick to it a little bit more because maybe they're more interested in looking out for what we really know we want as opposed to what's going to be fun and enjoyable and exciting at that moment. So it's a great idea to employ the help of somebody sort of on the outside of that circle of involvement with that particular task. So write a letter to yourself, employ help from someone else. The other could be using your reminder app. Now, I really like this idea because it's using technology in a way that makes sense. Now, it's only going to work in some situations, but it will certainly be beneficial. So let's consider perhaps you think, you know, I'm never going to go to that place again. I'm never going to go to that club again, that bar again, that restaurant again, or something like that. You can use a reminder app that says, remind me whenever I go to this location. You can put in the address, you can put in the general area. Remind me whenever I get to this situation to leave. It's just a very simple reminder, and the geolocation on your phone will remind you as soon as you get within a particular range of that location. It'll remind you to get out. It'll remind you to that reminder will jump up, and it'll remind you to leave and to go elsewhere. And what's great is unless you delete it, every time that you go there, it'll remind you. So it'll work not just the first time, but it will work in subsequent attempts as well. Now, obviously, it's really important that you comply with what your phone's reminding you to do. It is you reminding yourself, after all. So use that reminder app, and it can be very effective in making sure that you avoid certain locations, certain places, and those kinds of issues. A fourth strategy is finding some kind of replacement for the piece that's causing a problem. So let's think, for example, you know, you really like going to this particular club or this bar or this particular restaurant or something. But the problem is that when you're there, you tend to drink too much, let's say. Well, the challenge is that, you know, maybe that's the only place for you to hang out. Maybe that's the only place for you to go. Maybe that's the only location where you and your friends can meet up and watch the game or hang out and talk or something like that. And so it's really too difficult to completely avoid that place. So instead, you find a replacement behavior for the thing that causes you the problem. So instead of drinking beer or drinking alcohol or engaging in one of those behaviors that cause the problem, you know, replace it with water or soda or something like that. A lot of places like sports pubs and bars and places like that, if you tell the waiter or waitress ahead of time, you can let them know, hey, you know, I'm only drinking water. I'm only drinking soda. You know, even if I ask, don't bring any of that alcohol to me. Many times they will be able to go along with that and help you in those kinds of situations, because if they understand that this is what you're trying to avoid, then they will be able to help out in that situation as well. So, you know, finding that replacement of that particular behavior, that particular thing that you're trying to avoid, may help in these kinds of situations where you can't really avoid the location or the overall situation. You can't really avoid that, but you want to be able to avoid the behavior that causes the problem. The fifth and final strategy is really just finding other things that are just as stimulating. So if you are a person that likes to hang out and you like to watch the game with your friends, or you like to hang out with your friends and talk, or you like to do particular activities, again, finding a replacement of the entire situation, if that's possible, it would be ideal. So instead of going to a sports bar to watch a game with your friends, you know, have you and your friends decide that you're going to rotate houses for each game, and you go to each other's houses. That way you can avoid some of the behaviors and some of the things that may contribute to some of the behaviors that you're trying to avoid, some of the behaviors that you're wanting to steer clear of. Again, it's not always easy, not always as straightforward, but the more control you can have of the environment that you're in, certainly the more confidence you can have that you're going to be able to avoid getting into trouble by doing things that you shouldn't do. You know, the idea and the reason that I'm doing this podcast today is because today's a holiday, and very often these kinds of situations come up on holidays because we're having a good time and we're hanging out with friends, but we end up doing things and getting ourselves into situations that could be problematic. We either, you know, drink too much because we're hanging out and talking and don't really realize how much we're drinking, or we start getting very involved in things, and so we start taking bigger and bigger risks and, you know, trying to have fun and trying to do these things that we know that we like to do, and it runs the risk of causing conflicts and causing problems and causing injuries sometimes. We know, certainly we hear about a lot of people who get injured on 4th of July and on New Year's Eve because of, you know, playing with fireworks, and you know, nobody goes into it thinking about that, but they get carried away, they get out of control a little bit, and they do things that cause problems. So, you know, it's very timely. Hopefully, this will reach some of you before this evening when a lot of those festivities will begin, and you'll be able to make decisions that are going to be a little bit better for you. Again, none of these strategies are easy. None of these ways to avoid problematic situations is straightforward, and very easy. But there's a couple things that you can do, I think, to make it a little bit easier. The first is to, any of these five strategies that you may think about using, try to put those into place while you're still in the regret phase. So, you know, in the morning that you're struggling to get up and get going because you drank too much the night before, you know, instead of waiting until you recover and waiting until a couple of days later to you know, write the letter to yourself or to, you know, talk to this person about helping you out to make sure that you don't do this again. Instead of waiting, go ahead and do it that morning when you're really feeling bad, because what happens is over time, some of our memories of how bad it went, how bad the consequences were, we tend to forget those things. You know, if we didn't, we would never have the opportunity to do them again, because, you know, if anybody's experienced a really bad hangover, you know that that's a feeling that you never want to have again. And if we really fully appreciated that, you know, none of us would ever drink again. But because we have that tendency to forget, we have that tendency to minimize the consequences and really focus on the fun stuff, the enjoyable time that we had perhaps the night before. Maybe that doesn't even necessarily include the drinking of alcohol or anything. We tend to focus on the positive stuff, so we go right back to those situations instead of finding ways to make better decisions so we can still have the fun time but not experience the consequences afterwards. So writing your letter and setting some of this stuff, getting that ball rolling during that time when you're still in some of that physical and or psychological pain is ideal, because then, you know, it's much more potent in what you're writing to yourself or reminding yourself of. So think about that. You know, setting it up right away is a great way to increase the likelihood that you're going to be able to follow through with it, and that you're going to be able to stick to it the next time those situations come around. So, all right, I hope that was helpful. Just a couple of announcements. I always want to remind everybody of our book that we recently published on Kindle. It's the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 1, Behavior Management. It's available on Kindle for download. It's a great text for learning about different behaviors at different developmental phases from birth all the way through adolescence. It also comes with a lot of additional resources that you'll be able to download offline or online. So it comes with a lot of information, almost another couple of chapters worth of materials. Also, the elimination diet manual that we wrote to help people go through the elimination diet and identify food and things that we're consuming that may be contributing to psychological and or physical illnesses or discomfort or problems. It's another great way to, within about a month or so, you can figure out if there's things that you're eating that may be causing you some problems. Finally, I'm really happy to announce that the Parenting Your ADHD Child course is almost ready to go. I've been working on it all weekend. And I have a commercial that's made that hopefully will be going out later today as soon as I get the website edited and uploaded, so that when the commercial sends you to the website, you'll be able to get the additional information that is promised. The actual course itself isn't going to be completely uploaded today, but as soon as I get some of the final supplemental materials prepared, and uploaded, it will all be there. And so we're probably only about a week away from that entire course being available. So I'll have everything available online, hopefully, like I said, by the end of today. If not today, by the end of day tomorrow, it should all be available. And I'll be posting a commercial for the course, just to give you some information about it, on Facebook and our YouTube channel, Paydia. So very excited about that. Finally, I know I've been promising it for a long time, but it's finally here. So, all right. Thanks a lot. I've been broadcasting on Facebook, and I see that some people have been able to join in. So I really appreciate you guys listening on Facebook. I'll be posting the other video on YouTube later today as well. So guys, have a great 4th of July. Have a safe time with family and friends. And I will talk to you next time. So until then, I'm Dr. Bernie. Have a great day, and forget to be afraid.